Tandor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Fractured Hearts, A Fractured Rockstar Romance by L.M. Dalgleish. Narrated by Gary Furlong and Monica King. Chapter 1. Connor. The blinding lights faded to black, but the screaming only grew louder. Connor's heart pounded in his chest, and beads of sweat dripped down his face and body as he tried to catch his breath after their encore performance. The spotlights flashed back on, illuminating him and the three other members of Fractured. If possible, the screams grew louder, and he could hear the band's name being chanted by the mass of fans that filled the stands. Connor looked out over the seething crowd, seeing the ecstatic faces and reaching hands, a field of cell phones held high to take that one last shot. A hot blonde in the front row caught his eye and he smiled, giving her a wink. Her jaw dropped and the next thing he knew, she'd pulled her top up, flashing an impressive pair of barely contained tits at him. His smile widened in appreciation. Not bad. Giving a final salute to the crowd, he strode toward the stage exit with Tex, Noah, and Zach, while the stadium erupted in protest that the show was over. Tex jogged up next to him and slapped him on the back.
Great show.
Connor smirked. I don't know. I think the guitar solos were a little off. That earned him a numbing punch in the arm from Tex, who proceeded to turn around and walk backward so he could flip Connor the bird. Connor returned the favor, and Tex grinned before catching up with Noah and Zach and slinging his tattooed arms around their necks. Still smirking, Connor ran a hand through his dark hair, but with the screams of the crowd still ringing in his ears, his smile dropped. He blew out a deep breath and wondered, not for the first time, when being one of the world's biggest rock stars had stopped being something he wanted, and what the hell he was going to do about it. He scrubbed both hands over his face. Fuck. 2 hours later, and he was kicking Tex, Zach, and Noah out of his hotel suite, the door swinging shut behind his bandmates as they headed back to their rooms. They had all gathered for a drink after that night's gig, forgoing heading out to a club, since they had an early start the next morning. Not to mention the U.S. leg of their world tour was kicking off soon, which meant another long 3 months of concerts coming up. Connor finished the last of his whiskey in one swallow, the smoky peat flavor of the single malt doing little to relax him. He'd have to kill some time before heading to bed because adrenaline from that night's performance still filled him with a restless energy, suggesting he wouldn't be getting to sleep for a while. Luckily for him, before the door had a chance to fully shut behind his friends, Drew, Fractured's manager, caught it and swung it back open. He strolled in without an invitation, as usual.
Hey, old man, he smirked at Connor. Not heading out tonight? Is it past your bedtime, then?
Connor pulled a cushion out from behind him, where he sat on the leather couch, and hurled it at Drew's grinning face.
Watch who you're calling old, you bastard, he grumbled, fighting a smile.
The slight Irish lilt he'd retained since moving to the States at 14 softened his words, even when he didn't want it to.
I'm 28, and you're 32, so I guess that makes you geriatric.
I guess so. That's why I gave up the party lifestyle a long time ago.
Drew put on a quavering old man voice.
Not like you young whippersnappers.
Connor laughed and got up to go to the bar to pour himself another whiskey, raising an empty glass and lifting a dark eyebrow at Drew in question.
Nah, I'm good, mate.
Drew sat down on the chair opposite where Connor had been sitting.
I've got something for you to look at.
Connor wandered back to the couch with his drink and settled his 6'4" frame into the seat.
What's this, then?
He used his half-full glass to indicate the large envelope Drew held. Drew opened it and slid a stack of photos out into his hand.
Time to find yourself a photographer, he said,
handing the stack to Connor, who groaned in response. He'd forgotten he'd signed up for this. The other three had cheerfully handed off responsibility for choosing someone to document the upcoming leg of the tour for an official photo book. But he'd decided in a fit of enthusiasm that he wanted the final say in how the book turned out. He put his glass down on the coffee table and began looking through the glossy photos, which proved to be printouts from the portfolios of the industry's most respected music photographers.
After a few minutes, they all seemed to blend into each other. Bright lights, screaming fans, various famous musicians crashing out on tour buses between shows. Disillusioned with the whole endeavor, he tossed the photos on the table, half of them sliding off the other side and landing on the floor.
No one's really standing out to me. Maybe you should just pick someone and get it over with.
Drew scrubbed his hand over his face.
Come on, Connor. I know this whole thing was the record label's idea, but you asked for creative control, so you need to put some effort into it. This guy will be with you for 3 months, so he has to fit well creatively and personally. It has to be someone you like, or can at least tolerate for that long. Otherwise, you'll end up scaring him off with that scowl of yours.
He pointed at Connor.
Just like the one you've got on your face now. The label won't be happy if the photographer leaves halfway through the tour, since they're investing a lot of money in promoting this book.
Connor grumbled to himself, but Drew was right. If he wanted the finished product to reflect his vision, he had to put the effort in. After all, the band was at the pinnacle of success, and the label had convinced them that a photo book of their latest sellout stadium tour was the best way to celebrate. If only he felt more like celebrating. Unfortunately, he'd been struggling to feel enthusiastic about much of anything to do with the tour, let alone picking a photographer to take endless shots of the band on stage singing their greatest hits to hordes of screaming fans. He glanced over at the scattered photos, then groaned and reached instead for the glossy magazine that was the only other thing on the table, and began flipping through it. He'd look at the photos again later. Hopefully his interest would return by then. Pausing on a photo spread in the center of the magazine, his eyes narrowed. Now this was interesting. It wasn't a music-related photograph, but rather a black-and-white streetscape. In the picture, it was raining hard, the gloomy clouds low and depressive. People walked through the scene, umbrellas held over their downturned heads to protect them from the deluge. In the background, a young girl without an umbrella stood with her head thrown back in glee, while sheets of silvery rain fell on her upturned face. Her arms were outstretched and she was laughing. The expression of innocent joy on her face was so luminous, it shone through the dreariness of the rest of the scene and brought the entire thing to life. Now that was more what he was looking for, a photo that actually made him feel an emotional connection. He didn't just want this photo book to show the obvious bright lights and screaming fans. He wanted to really feel the passion their music inspired, not just in the people that spent their hard-earned cash and crammed into stadiums to see them, but in everyone else that was involved in this crazy roller coaster ride. Because God knew he hadn't been feeling much passion for it himself lately. If he could find someone to capture those emotions on camera, it might help him rediscover that sense of connection and shared experience that playing live music always used to give him. He was a lucky bastard to have the life he did, a life he'd dreamed of since childhood. But lately he'd been struggling to regain the feeling of purpose he'd always had. Maybe seeing his life through this person's lens, he'd start appreciating what he had again. The photo certainly spoke to him in a way none of the others had. He stood and tossed the magazine on Drew's lap.
"I want this one," he said. "She says she's not interested," Drew announced when he came back from making the call. "Everyone's interested. This book's a career maker."
Connor frowned, unsure if he was more annoyed or impressed that the photographer had knocked them back.
"What did she say exactly?"
"Well, first off, she didn't believe me when I told her I was calling on your behalf. Then, after I convinced her of that, she said she was very flattered, but she wasn't a concert photographer, and she felt someone else would be better suited for the job."
"And you just gave up?"
Drew gave a long, suffering sigh. "No. I told her you'd seen one of her photos and had loved it, and you specifically wanted her. She seemed to think that was funny because she laughed, said something about rock stars being crazy, thanked me again for the offer, and hung up." Drew sat back down across from him.
"You know, she's got a point, mate. You didn't even look at any of her other photos to check whether you like them. It doesn't matter now, since she said no anyway. But maybe you could do a bit more research on the next random photographer that catches your eye."
Connor smirked and shook his head.
"You're right. I should make sure I check out more of her work before I call her back. In fact, pass me my cell phone. I'll do it now. If I like it, I'm going to need you to give me your number."
Drew raised his eyebrows in surprise, and then sighed in resignation as he handed his phone over. Connor knew Drew wouldn't bother arguing with him once he had an idea in his head. He was hard to sway. And for some reason, this photographer had generated some much-needed enthusiasm in him. He felt genuinely engaged as he typed the photographer's name into the search engine on his phone and began scrolling through the results, a slight smile curving his lips. After a few minutes, he looked up, his eyes meeting Drew's. "I'll need that number now." A short time later, he hung up with a smug grin. "I take it she said yes, then?" Drew asked him, looking up from his cell phone where he was now browsing the photographer's portfolio. "Yep. We need to arrange for her to fly down on Friday. Can you get the lawyers to draw up the contract now so if we hit it off, she can sign then and there? I'll call Bob tomorrow and get it done. You know, I can see why you like her stuff," Drew commented as he scrolled through photo after photo. "She's got a very distinctive style. It's all very evocative." Connor raised his eyebrows. That was high praise from their very down-to-earth manager. He studied the photo in the magazine again, something like anticipation flickering in his chest. "Let's hope she can evoke something in me," he murmured.
Chapter 2. Lexi. Lexi hung up the phone and collapsed on the couch. She couldn't believe she'd just been talking to Connor Byrne, lead singer of Fractured, or that he'd somehow talked her into flying to LA this Friday to discuss his project in person. She huffed out a breath in disbelief. She had no idea why they wanted her, and Connor had been cagey about his reasons on the phone. While it was more than flattering to be asked, concert photography wasn't her specialty. She couldn't imagine what they could say at the meeting that would convince her she was the right person for the job. She opened the calendar app on her phone to double-check her availability. Due to a cancellation, she was between jobs at the moment. And since she liked, no, needed, to keep busy, a compelling project would be welcome right about now. Still, maybe not something quite as compelling as 3 months on tour with a world-famous rock band. She had no doubt it would be an eye-opening experience, but she wasn't sure how she'd handle the whole sex, drugs, and rock and roll thing. She was more used to taking her camera and escaping into the wilderness, or losing herself in the bustling humanity of city streets. This was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, though, so it wouldn't hurt to hear Connor out. If the project didn't interest her, she had no problem saying no. It wasn't like she was desperate for work. She'd probably be able to pick up something else fairly easily if she decided she wasn't interested in Connor's proposal. That reminded her. She hadn't been online since returning from her most recent job late last night. She needed to respond to any comments on her latest blog post, a tutorial on how to take good landscape photos, as well as check her email for any requests from potential clients. First things first, though, she jumped up and headed into the kitchen to make herself a cup of tea, finding a hair tie and pulling her long brown hair up into a messy bun while she waited for the water to boil. When her tea was done, she headed back to the living room with the steaming cup in hand, grabbing her laptop on the way. Putting the tea on a coaster on the coffee table, she sat cross-legged on the couch and navigated to her blog. There were dozens of comments and questions about her landscape tutorial that she needed to respond to. Lexi smiled as she typed her replies. She loved communicating with people that shared her passion and liked to imagine that at least a few of them would go on to have a fulfilling career in photography, too. After finishing with the blog, she opened her email. There were several messages from potential clients, and she went through them, weeding out any that didn't appeal. There was a short-term job for next week, local to where she lived in San Francisco, and she replied immediately to accept it. There were a couple more job offers that were scheduled for various dates over the next few months. Since she didn't know what was going to happen with the Fractured job, she replied to those clients to let them know she'd get back to them next week. A warm sense of satisfaction filled her as she finished going through her emails. All her effort over the last few years was paying off now that she had a steady flow of work. being able to turn her love of photography, dating back to when her parents gave her a camera for her 13th birthday, into a successful career hadn't been easy. She'd spent her teenage years wandering around the small Californian town she'd grown up in, taking photos of people and scenes that intrigued her. After winning a few amateur photography competitions, she'd managed to make a name for herself locally and started booking small jobs. From there, she'd set up her website and blog, building her freelance photography business up from scratch. She was proud of what she'd managed to do on her own. Her thoughts faltered. It hadn't all been on her own. Damien, her childhood sweetheart and later her husband, had been with her at the start. He'd been her biggest supporter, always there for her, until suddenly he wasn't. Stolen away by a senseless accident and leaving her alone. Lexi blinked away the tears that prickled the back of her eyes. 3 years on, and the thought of losing Damien still brought her to tears on a regular basis. Photography had been the distraction she needed in the ensuing years, and she'd thrown herself into it to escape the grief, which probably explained why, at 26, she'd done as well as she had. Now she was well-established in her field, regularly doing work for a wide variety of clients, both national and international, which meant she was able to do a lot of traveling. She loved being at home, too, though, and when she wasn't working, she spent her free time with her small group of close friends. Despite what she'd lost, she'd managed to carve out a good life for herself. And if there was one gaping hole in that life, well, that's why she kept herself busy. That brought her mind back to the offer of working with Fractured. Going on tour with a world-famous rock band would be a good distraction, something completely different from anything she'd ever done before. Lexi chewed her lip, debating the pros and cons of the idea. She didn't know much about Fractured, apart from having heard their biggest hits. They were played on the radio so much it was hard not to. But she didn't consider herself a fan and didn't know much about the band members themselves. While she had a vague recollection of seeing a magazine cover with four tall, good-looking men on it, she hadn't taken much notice at the time. Her mind wandered back to the phone call with Connor. His lilting voice had been almost hypnotic, which probably explained why he'd been able to convince her to meet with him on Friday. Giving in to curiosity about the man that had been so persuasive on the phone, she opened her browser, pulling up the first fan site she came to and navigating to his profile page. According to his bio, Connor had been born in Kilkenny, Ireland. Tragically, his mom had passed away when he was only 11. Lexi swallowed the lump that came to her throat, knowing from personal experience how hard it was to lose someone you loved. Apparently, a few years after his mother's death and with no explanation given, Connor ended up living with his aunt in Ohio. At 16, after honing his musical talent, he and his three best friends started Fractured. By the time he turned 18, the band was playing gigs in bars and clubs across the state. It was at one of those that they were discovered, and the rest, as they say, was music history. Lexi clicked on the gallery tab and scrolled through various photos of Connor, pausing at one that caught her eye. It was a photo of all four band members and seemed to have been taken at a club. The light was low, and several stunning, barely dressed women surrounded them. The three other band members were oblivious to the camera, but Connor had his head angled toward the photographer, his piercing green eyes staring down the lens. His dark, almost black hair looked like he'd just raked his fingers through it, and his seductively curving lips were tipped up in what might have been a smile, if not for the slight narrowing of his eyes and the tension evident in his chiseled jaw. Lexi blew out a breath. With his height and broad shoulders, there was no doubt the man had won the genetic lottery. He used it to his advantage, too, because in almost every photo, some model-like beauty hung off him, never the same one twice. The website she was on had posted an interview where he'd been asked about having a girlfriend. Connor had replied that he didn't do relationships, and when the interviewer asked why, he'd shut the guy down with a terse, "Why the fuck would I need to?" then promptly changed the topic. Lexi's nose wrinkled. As charming as Connor had been on the phone, he seemed to be a typical rock star, high on his own sense of self-importance, fueled by the people that threw themselves at him because of his good looks and celebrity status. She couldn't imagine spending 3 months with a person like that. Make that 4 people, she corrected herself. The 3 others in the band would more than likely have inflated egos, too. Well, that was just 1 more reason to say no to the job on Friday. She scrolled through a few more photos, taking note of the ones where all the band members were together, wondering what it would be like spending 3 months with such imposing men. All 4 of them were attractive, but in every photo she found her eyes drawn to Connor. Apart from his dark good looks, it was the intensity of his gaze she found so fascinating. Idly, she wondered what it would feel like to be the subject of that kind of intensity. A slight tremor passed through her at the thought, but she shook her head, dismissing the feeling. After all, there hadn't been a man in the world who had caused even a small spike in her heart rate in the last 3 years. Before logging off, Lexi's eyes were once again drawn to Connor's photo. She studied his face as if she could somehow tell what kind of man he was through the pixels on the screen. Well, she supposed she would find out on Friday when they met in person. Taking a deep breath to ease a sudden bout of nerves, she shut her laptop and tried to think about something else. It proved to be harder than she thought.
Chapter 3. Connor. Connor sat on the couch in Drew's office, waiting impatiently for his meeting with Lexi. The photographer's contract was printed and stacked on the coffee table in front of him. He was on his own because the other 3 had decided they'd rather spend the day by the pool than an hour meeting with their potential tour photographer. He wasn't too annoyed by their lack of interest since he'd only got this involved because he'd been bored. But now he was committed, and he wanted the book to be something special. While he spent most of his spare time writing music for the band, it was satisfying to explore a different creative outlet. A knock on the door distracted him from his thoughts, and Drew stuck his head through the gap. "She's here," he said, waggling his blonde eyebrows and smiling. Now, what did that mean? He figured it out soon enough when Drew ushered Lexi into the room. Well, fuck. He'd seen a small profile picture of her on her website, but it had, in no way, done her justice. He certainly didn't expect her to be so gorgeous. She had long, wavy, dark chocolate-colored hair pulled back in a ponytail, and stunning gray eyes. She was petite, but the professional-looking silk button-down shirt and jeans she was wearing couldn't hide her lush curves. Realizing he'd been staring at her longer than was polite, Connor stood and stuck out his hand for her to shake. "Nice to meet you, Lexi." Since the top of her head barely reached his shoulders, she had to tip her head back to meet his eyes. Up close, he could see she had a smattering of freckles across the bridge of her nose, and full pink lips, which were currently turned up in a nervous smile.
"Nice to meet you too, Mr. Byrne."
"Connor's fine."
"Right."
"Nice to meet you, Connor," she said, still smiling, but with a slight hint of color staining her cheeks. Connor smiled to himself. Convincing her to sign on as tour photographer would be no problem now they were in the same room. Not too many women could say no to him once he turned on the charm. He realized Lexi was still standing, so he ushered her to the couch with a hand on the small of her back. The heat of her skin through her thin shirt warmed his palm, a far too pleasant feeling considering how attractive she was, and he quickly dropped his hand. The last thing he needed was to start lusting after their potential photographer. No matter how sexy she was, she'd be off limits if she signed the contract. He needed her talent for this project. He couldn't afford to screw it up by trying to screw her. After seating himself on the couch opposite her, he said, "So, Lexi,
Did you get a chance to read the contract Drew emailed you? I'm hoping we can sign the paperwork today and get started on making plans. She nodded.
I did give it a read through, but honestly, Connor, I really don't think I'm the right person for the job. It sounds like you're looking for a professional tour photographer. There are some excellent ones out there that I'm sure would jump at the opportunity to work with the band. I focus more on landscapes and street photography, so I don't understand why you approached me for this.
You and me both, love, Drew mumbled from the corner of the room where he lounged behind his desk. Connor narrowed his eyes at Drew before turning back to Lexi.
Look, I may be a crazy rock star. He smiled to himself when Lexi flushed bright red at the reminder of the comment she'd made to Drew on the phone. But there is a good reason. I don't want this book to be the same old thing the record labels trot out when they think their cash cows have reached the height of their success. It's not like we need to make any more money.
Drew snorted from the corner, and Connor rolled his eyes. The truth of the matter is, the reason we agreed to do it and why I asked for creative control is that I want this to be something different, something better. Lexi leaned forward in her seat, eyes fixed on his, and a slight crease of concentration between her eyebrows. Encouraged by her response, he continued.
I want to take the spotlight off us and shine it on the tour experiences that are usually overlooked. Of course, the band has to be a big part of it. The book needs to show what it's like for us to spend months on the road. But I also want the story to focus on the people that are actually responsible for making it all happen. The fans, the support crew, hell, even management. He smirked as he slanted a look at Drew. Drew held both hands up in the air.
Hey, I'll try not to outshine you, but I can't promise anything.
Lexi laughed and shot Drew a smile that lit her eyes up, making them sparkle. Connor could hardly believe it when Drew blushed. Damn, even his cynical manager seemed to be affected by Lexi's natural beauty. Feeling annoyed for some reason, he cleared his throat, and Lexi turned her attention back to him. At the end of the day, our success is built on a partnership. The people on the other side of it are giving their all to support the vision and to help us realize it. So that's one thing I want the book to show. Lexi raised her eyebrows.
What else do you want it to show?
Connor hesitated. He wasn't sure how much to say, particularly in front of Drew, but he needed her to agree to this job, for some reason he couldn't quite articulate. He took a breath and continued in a lower voice. The other thing I want to show is that we're not these larger-than-life figures. What most people see of us is a construct. What the label and the fans want us to be, not who we are. Or at least, not who we want to be. And that's understandable. Fans want to buy into the fantasy and be taken out of their own lives for a while. The problem is most people will only ever see that. We aren't human to them anymore. We're the embodiment of their desires, or someone who means nothing more than a lucrative record deal. I want this book to show the humanity behind the hype, the reality of who we are as people. I don't want it to be just another product selling the fantasy. I want the reality, the ups and downs, the good times and the bad, as well as the most important things like the joy of making music with friends, getting to work with amazing talent every day, and being able to connect with people from all over the world. The things that get misplaced along the way, but are the only things that make this entire circus act worthwhile. That's what the focus of this book should be. All the amazing shit that ends up getting lost in the shadows when the spotlight gets too bright. Although he was looking at Lexi as he spoke, he didn't miss seeing Drew's head jerk toward him in surprise. He was even surprised at himself for revealing so much of his feelings to a stranger. He wasn't sure why he'd said all that, except that the way she looked at him, eyes wide and curious, made him want to be honest with her. She was nodding thoughtfully, her expression serious, as if she got it. Now he just needed her to know why he wanted her. With your photos, I feel like you're seeing everything hidden in the background, looking past the obvious, and shining a light on what would otherwise be missed. That's what I want to see in this book, and that's why I chose you for this. Your photos were the first that made me feel a connection, that made me want to know the story behind them. Worried he'd exposed too much of himself,
He finished with a forced laugh. But I'm not a photographer, so I'd like to hear what you think.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?